podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I do stay in touch with people who used to work here at the radio station. And one of them is a mom, happily married a mom with a couple of kids. She's got a, what are all those kids? 10, 12, 9 and 11, something like that. And like a lot of working moms, she's very concerned about, what do I do with them during the summer? They're not in school. Man, paying for daycare. They're a little old kind of for daycare. Paying for a nanny is expensive. So she came up with an idea. Leave them at home.
How about that?
Hey, just leave them at home.
Leave them at home.
Go on with your day.
Well, like the oldest and, is 12.
10 and 12. And she's like, you know, that's fine. And here's the way she looks at it is that her husband gets home at about noon. She leaves in the morning about 7:30 and the kids are still asleep. And she'll wake up the oldest one and say, hey, I'm leaving now. You know, there's lunch, you know, down the breakfast stuff downstairs for you guys, blah, blah, blah. Be good. Stay in the house. Keep the door locked. So don't cook anything, blah, 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 and go. And then her husband gets home at about noon. So the kids are roughly 4 hours, 4.5 hours on their own, of which they're sleeping, you know, a chunk of that. Well, I guess when I was talking to her, she said that she told her sister who lives out of state about it. And her sister just went off on her. Like, you're the worst mom ever. You know, you don't leave kids that age alone at home and blah, 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 blah. And her question was really simple. She's like, is that wrong? I mean, at that age, to leave your kids by themselves?
What was the age again?
I know the oldest one is about 12 or just about to turn 12.
Okay.
So and the other one is 11. Neither 9 or 10.
You know, I hate... I can't believe this is my life right now because I'm about to say back in my day.
Oh, boy.
You know, and I had two older brothers, but it's not like they were the babysitters of me. They would, when mom would leave, they'd be out the door, too. So, I mean, I stayed home alone a lot when I was about 12 years old. I had a pool across the street from my house at the time. I would go swimming without an adult. I mean, there was a lifeguard, but I know people are going to say, what a horrible, you know, upbringing you had, but can't kids ride their bikes in the front yard anymore just for a few hours on their own street?
What grade is 11 years old?
Is that fifth?
No, roughly fifth?
I don't know. That's still pretty darn young. Fifth grader.
Maybe six. Actually, no, because if they're 11 turning 12, then
they're probably going into the sixth grade.
So they're going into the sixth grade?
Yeah.
They're on summer break right now?
Come on.
I don't know. That seems pretty young.
Really? Just to stay at home?
They're not that responsible at that age. Things are going to happen, I think. They are going to try to cook things.
Like what? SpongeBob is going to happen.
I don't know. You'll get bored in a four-hour stretch, I think. And they're going to start going
through things. It's funny that she said don't cook anything because that's one of my memories from my childhood when my parents would leave us, and my sister was just 18 months older than me, when they'd leave us alone, and I think it was about that age, that was just always the thing. They're like, don't cook anything. Because they figure that way they're eliminating fire from the equation right away. So that's not going to happen. The only other thing that could happen is if I'm not home and a tornado hits the house or something. But, you know, really, what's going to happen? And the oldest has a cell phone, so if there's a problem, he can always call one of the parents or something. And they're going to sleep until 10.
Yeah, I don't see that any judgment needs to be placed there. I really don't. But I'm not a parent, though, so I'm just kind of talking here. I'm just having fun. I just have a
You're
microphone.
Like, I don't care.
There's a microphone in front
of me.
I'm just going to give my opinion.
Leave him at home with some matches. Who cares?
It's probably also one of those things that if you're not a parent, or if you're a parent of much younger kids and you'd never do this, you'd sit there with your hands on your hips and say, well, that is disgraceful. I can't be. And then as soon as your kid turns 12, you're like,
I got to get out of the house.
Oh, man. I think I'm just going to leave them for a few hours by themselves.
It depends on the kid, too.
It depends on the kid because all kids mature at a different rate.
Right.
Some are responsible and some are just hellions.
Right. This teaches some good, you know, responsibility, just a skosh of independence, maybe.
That's what I think.
It teaches them how to jump off your kitchen counters with a cape on because you're not home, I think.
I do that now.
But they're going to be climbing all over everything.
But they will do that when you're home and just in the other room.
No.
Oh, come on. You never do that?
No, they'll take more chances when you're not home.
I think the most times I hurt myself at my house was when my parents were there versus when they weren't there.
Well, you're a different kid.
Oh, let's start with Mike. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Well, good. Now, my prediction is that the majority of our listeners are going to say this is fine. What do you say?
First-time parents, probably not, but most of them will say yes.
Yeah? So how about you? You got kids?
I have 5 going on 6. And, kids. You know, I got...
Been busy. Wow. You've been staying home alone with your wife.
So you leave them alone at home?
Yeah, the 12, 10, and 8-year-old, they stay home most of the time by themselves. Sometimes if the 12-year-old stays at a friend's, he's 11 now. The 11 and 8-year-old will stay home alone.
So you don't have a problem with that then?
No, we experimented with the cooking thing, so they understand what happens when they burn things. And they know not to cook. They can use the microwave, and, you know, they know if they start a fire, how to get out of the house and stuff like that.
Are they boys or girls that you leave home alone?
Both.
Both?
Got a little mixture.
Mike, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show. Here's Paul. Paul, what do you think? Is this okay?
I think it's perfectly fine. I mean, that's the problem with our kids now anyway. They don't know how to do anything because they're always being hovered over, you know, like helicopters, everything they do. I don't know when it became against the law to leave your kids alone. You know, if they're old enough and understand rules, then they're old enough to stay at home.
See, I tend to agree with you. I like for kids to develop some responsibility, and yet there's a bunch of, you know, people who wave their hands and they're like, oh my God, the kids.
Yeah, the kids are dumb, though.
Make sure they wear their helmet and they'll be fine.
Hey, put some knee pads on.
That's why we jokingly play this all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm going swimming. I better put my helmet on.
Well, anyway, Paul, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
No worries. Talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. We need a lady to sound off on this. Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
So what do you say?
I think it's totally fine.
See, I knew everybody was going to say this.
There's so many kids alone right now.
You know, I'm wondering, does your ex-coworker's sister have kids?
Yeah, she does. She's a stay-at-home mom.
A judge as well.
Judgy pants.
She what, Ellie?
She probably thinks she's holier than thou because she stays at home. And
well, I don't want to get into that.
I have a sister who's very similar to that, who judges every move I make. But my daughter's 16 and she's fine. I've raised her right. And I agree with Paul. I mean, parents, I think that is a big problem. We aren't teaching our kids what they need to know to be adults and go out in the real world by themselves.
Good for you. Thanks for being on the show.
What's that?
I said, thanks for being on the show and have a great day. You want me to reference the law on this?
That's what I was going to ask. Yes.
There's really no law. The Colorado Department of Human Services has offered a guideline. Okay. And the guideline is they recommend minimum age of home alone child in Colorado, 12.
All right.
Yeah, guideline, schmideline.
Right. Here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
We're all swell. What do you say about this?
I think she's fine.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you go through those babysitting websites, some of those babysitters are as young as 13.
Well, now, what a great point that is.
That is a great point,
website.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean... I left my kids home alone at 12. They're all past that now.
Yeah, I think most parents. That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of parents say you can't do that until they have a 12-year-old. And then they're like, God, I just really want to go to the store and I don't want to take all the kids with me.
Well, and you know what? And that's how we start with our kids. I'd leave them alone long enough to run to the grocery store and get like 3 things.
Yeah, it's not like you start the first time and you're like, we're going to leave you alone all weekend while we go to Cancun.
Baby steps.
Hey, here's my luggage. We'll see you guys in a week.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, we let them break into it, and the more times we came home and the house was not burned down, the more leash we gave them. You know, okay, you guys did good this time, so this time we'll be gone for a few hours.
And I think those kids will be more well-adjusted adults at 18, 19, and 20 than the kids who are hovered over.
They already are. You know,
you did a good job.
I walk into some friends' houses, and Mommy, get me a drink of water. Mommy, get me water. And these are 12 and 13-year-olds. My kids, if they want water, they get the hell up and go get water.
God gave you two legs. You can walk and get it yourself.
Oh, Mike, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, buddy.
You're okay. Welcome. Have a great day.
You as well. Mommy, wipe my butt. Here's Diane. Hello, Diane.
Good morning.
All right, you get the last word on this. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, I have four grown kids and 20 grandkids, and I think if you train your kids right, that they're responsible. I would definitely leave 11 and 12-year-olds home alone, and when my kids were growing up, my favorite babysitters were 11 and 12 because they were young enough to still play with my kids, and they weren't on the phone with their boyfriends. They weren't doing all this other stuff. And they were actually with my kids. So I think, you know, it depends on how you raise your kids, but you have to teach them responsibility, and that starts it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good for you. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show today, okay?
All right. Well, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You know, that's true. 12 is just such a great, you're tipping toe, you know, along that borderline of I really want people to start seeing me as immature and I can take care of myself. So maybe they're going to try harder to be good and be responsible while they have this home alone time.
Yeah. It's funny how kids do use that. Oh, I want to be, I want to do this. It's very selective. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
They want that at certain times, and then other times it's like,
Mommy, get me water.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I still do that.
With my kids, I remember them asking me, Mom, can I have a glass of water? And over, like, can I have a glass of water? Can I have a glass? Like, over time, like months and months. And I'd be like, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. And I finally just got so fed up. I'm like, you don't have to ask me. That's how good my kids were, Dom. They would ask. Not only for
so
soda,
polite.
Just anything.
I thought it was because you beat them every time you caught them in water.
They're so thirsty.
Don't spill it!
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.